So here's our dilemma. This week, I can teach you wondrous things, but I don't know how far you're going to take it, because becoming nothing so that you can become something else other than yourself is a dubious process to you, and you undermined it. You undermined it to the point that it doesn't work. It worked for a splendid few, but they're humble enough to do it. But you're filled with this arrogance and this personality, and you don't want to give it up. But what have do you have to give up to be a tree? To know what it is? What do you have to give up to know a morning flower coming into bloom? What do you have to give up? You have to give up the illusion of the game. You have to give up thinking. Thinking. Because all you do, thinking, is nothing more than pressing the buttons of the grid and firing the chemical cells of the brain for memory to produce those holograms that come and go in the twinkling of an eye. You know, you have to give up being a victim. You have to give up being a tyrant. You have to give up being all of that garbage in order to have a dimensional mind. A mind that through the blessed virtue of your God, that you have surrendered unto that which you cannot contemplate. You cannot fathom your God, because you're fathoming it with this little tiny brain. And what? 90% memory, theoretical memory, and 10% knowingness. And that's high. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that this is the simplest thing there is. That becoming a creature of dimensions is not only the most natural act of consciousness and energy, it is an unnatural act of the human being. Because you're supposed to just be a human being, nothing else. Anything else, then you're crazy. You have a chemical imbalance up here. Are you hallucinate? You know? So you're afraid of being something other than yourself. But just what do you think a dimensional being would have been like executing those dimensions through a human body? Not only would that entity have complete control of the known realities, but complete control of the unknown realities, that distance between you and I. That entity would know exactly what was going on and could focus upon it and bend it and make it pliable to his will. But how do I teach nothing? As a group's teacher, I can tell you that it is an arduous task to get a person to give up thinking, to give up their limitations to become nothing. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's very important when you learn about something, you experience it. Because then you get the added dimension of time. And that's a pearl that constitutes your longevity in eternity.